We're ready to go. We don't have any more slips. Call the meeting to order. We have a rezoning and a variance for 146 Maryland, which we can deal with together. I'm Councillor Jenny Gervasi, Josie Marcus, our Councillors Orla Coates-Smith, and our planner, Michael Robinson. Josie?
All persons who wish to speak or receive notice of the hearing body's decision and recommendation must fill out this form and submit it to me as soon as possible. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter, the procedures bylaw, the process that the committee will follow will be that the applicant is heard first, followed by those in support of the application. Next, those who are registered in opposition are heard, followed by those registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return if they so desire and speak in rebuttal. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak. However, you are not obligated to do so. This is a public hearing brochure, copies of which are available at the registration table. The brochure contains an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happens before, during, and after public hearing. As information, all public hearings are digitally recorded and will form part of the record. Should you have any questions after the public hearing is concluded, please contact the City Clerk's Department at the number listed in the brochure. Item 1 is a rezoning at 146 Maryland Street under file DAZ 230 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 2, a variance at 146 Maryland Street under file DAV 173787-2010-D.
Okay. And I have Michael Collingwood and Rochelle Healy. Are you the applicants? You are? So if you'd like to come forward, please, to address us. And just anything you'd like to let us know about the project or say?
I'm used to having to stand for these things.
That's fine.
We don't have coffee or anything, but we give you a seat.
Thank you. Basically, I've been cutting hair for 18 years, and I've got a very well-established business. The conception of my salon started in St. Boniface, and after dealing with various pressures within St. Boniface for the development of North St. Boniface, basically I was looking at the progress in that area, and I went, you know what, this is not suiting. I was paying a ridiculous sum of money for rent. I was, for a 2,000 square foot building, I was paying $3,000 a month, and that really hurt. I employ, five people, and basically, it was really starting to cut into the coffers. So I came to a decision that I had to either own the building that I was in, or get out of it completely. So, after searching long and hard and doing an informal poll of my clientele, realizing that my clientele stems primarily from River Heights and Wolseley, the decision was easy. So, looked around, found not a whole heck of a lot for commercial space. In that area, it's all been kind of gobbled up all along Sherbrooke. So, changed my tactic and started looking for a residential space that would suit, that could be retrofitted to have a upper end kind of hair salon in there. I don't want to change the aspect of the building at all. It's a 100-year-old house. It was built in 1907. And it's gorgeous. I've already talked to Heritage Winnipeg about possibly getting them in to give me, tips on how to restore it to its former glory. There's oak throughout, rosewood floors, all of that. So, and that kind of ambience is what I'm trying to give to my clients. So. With the purchase of the house, I have definitely put out a fair chunk of cash, and I would love to see this go through because, honestly, the the benefits for my business in that area are, you know, incredible. It's an area that is, you know, built on walkability. The people of Wolseley walk everywhere. So when it comes down to it, they if they have something close in the neighborhood that they can go to, they're going to go to it. And, of course, River Heights being just across the river, that the clients that travel from there, it's not far. And basically, it's a completely non-obtrusive kind of residential amenity that, that I'm putting in. So,
okay. Are there any questions?
No?
No questions?
Let's see, I'm just looking at my little map right now. The property that's existing right now, it's okay, I got RM. So it's a multifamily home already. Assuming, I think I recognize the house, it's very multifamily, as we say.
It was split into a duplex and a large duplex. I mean, the total square footage is 2,000 square feet. So the upper floor was a 1,000 square foot suite. So,
And the lot beside you,
there's a parking lot on one side, supplying parking for the apartment complex that's there.
That's the apartment complex. Okay.
And then on the other side is a 4,600 square foot multifamily home. The individual that owns that has got seven suites in there. So,
and just to clarify, you plan to keep pretty well generally the house facade.
The only thing that I could see possibly changing would be a return to what it was. The original structure of the building had a front porch, like a full-on like veranda
gable-y
porch
type,
on the front.
Yeah, yeah, I know the style.
And that I would love to reclaim that. I would if I. Now, I know with commercial zoning and that kind of thing and commercial code that I am going to be required to put in a wheelchair access. If I could incorporate that front porch into the wheelchair access, that would be still conducive to having that residential aspect to the house. So,
have you talked to your neighbors?
Sounds great.
I have. Everybody in the neighborhood seems pretty thrilled that we're going in there. I cut my teeth in that area. Like, I worked at Hare on Broadway for 10 years. And basically, the clientele that I lost moving from West Broadway to St. Boniface, they've heard through the grapevine that I'm coming back. And they're thrilled. Because again, these were people that walk everywhere or bike, or you know, the idea of crossing over to the French side of the river was a bit much for them. So
sounds good. Okay, any further questions, anyone?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone else here to speak to this matter whatsoever? Okay, you can have a seat.
Thank you,
Councillor Smith.
Move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee by the priority rezone.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Basic reason for it is it sounds to me like this is going to be a benefit to the neighborhood, and no one is going to be negatively affected by this business. So